Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nudge Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness is a behavioral economics and public policy book by Richard H. Thaler and Cass R. Sunstein. First published in 2008, it argues that many everyday decisions are shaped by the way choices are presented, not just by stable preferences or rational calculation. The book is built around the idea of choice architecture, the design of environments in which decisions are made, and shows how small adjustments can influence behavior without removing freedom of choice. Its purpose is practical as well as analytical to explain why people often make predictable mistakes and how institutions, governments, and organizations can design better defaults, prompts, and feedback systems. The book is widely known for developing the concept of libertarian paternalism, a framework that tries to improve outcomes while preserving individual autonomy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choice architecture as the hidden structure of everyday decisions. The central argument of Nudge is that choices are never neutral. The way options are arranged, labeled, or timed can strongly affect what people select, even when all alternatives remain technically available. Thaler and Sunstein use choice architecture to describe this background design of decision-making environments. This matters because many people assume that preferences are formed independently and then simply expressed. But the book shows that context often determines outcomes. A cafeteria layout, a retirement enrollment form, or a website interface can all steer behavior through presentation rather than force. The book's key insight is not that people are irrational in a random way, but that human judgment is systematically sensitive to framing and context. That makes choice architecture a practical tool for governments and organizations, since the designer of the environment inevitably influences decisions anyway. The question becomes not whether influence exists, but whether it is arranged responsibly and transparently. Secondly, defaults and status quo bias explain why small settings changes matter so much. One of the book's most influential claims is that default options have outsized power. People often stick with the pre-selected choice because changing it requires effort, attention, or a willingness to question the setup. This is closely linked to status quo bias, the tendency to prefer what is already in place. Nudge uses this idea to show why automatic enrollment in retirement plans, organ donation systems, and similar default-based policies can dramatically alter participation rates. The reasoning is simple but powerful. Many important decisions are delayed, avoided, or made casually, so the default becomes the decision in practice. This does not mean defaults are trivial. It means they are one of the strongest policy levers available. The book also implies an ethical obligation for designers, because defaults are never innocent. A system must choose whether the passive option should favor inaction, participation, savings, or another goal. By emphasizing defaults, the book shows how modest administrative choices can produce large aggregate effects across populations. Thirdly, behavioral biases make people predictably vulnerable to poor health and financial choices. Nudge draws heavily on behavioral economics to explain why people often make decisions that conflict with their long-term interests. The book discusses patterns such as anchoring, loss aversion, overconfidence, and limited self-control as recurring features of human judgment. These biases are not presented as moral failings, but as common features of cognition. That framing is important because it shifts the discussion away from blame and toward design. For example, people may undersave for retirement, overconsume unhealthy food, or make inconsistent financial choices not because they lack information alone, but because immediate temptations and mental shortcuts shape their behavior. The book argues that policy should take these tendencies seriously rather than assume fully rational decision makers. Its analysis is especially strong when connecting individual behavior to institutional outcomes. Bad choices at scale can create expensive healthcare burdens, inadequate savings, and environmentally harmful consumption. In this sense, the book broadens behavioral economics from a theory of individual quirks into a framework for understanding social costs and public intervention. Fourthly, libertarian paternalism tries to improve outcomes without coercion. A distinctive feature of Nudge is its attempt to reconcile two values that are often treated as opposed: freedom of choice and active improvement of outcomes. The authors call this libertarian paternalism. The term means that institutions may steer people toward better decisions, but they should do so in ways that preserve the right to choose otherwise. This idea is central to the book because it provides a normative justification for nudges rather than mere description of them. The argument is that since some form of choice design is unavoidable, designers should use that influence to help people achieve goals they are likely to endorse themselves. This makes the book relevant to public policy, workplace design, consumer regulation, and healthcare administration. At the same time, the concept raises hard questions about legitimacy, whose interests are being served, and how to define better outcomes. Nudge does not pretend these tensions disappear. Instead, it offers a middle position between coercion and laissez-faire, arguing that careful steering can be ethically acceptable when it is transparent, reversible, and aligned with welfare. Lastly, applications in health, finance, and public policy show how nudges work in practice. The book becomes most persuasive when it moves from theory to application. It shows how nudges can be used in domains where poor decisions have durable consequences, especially health, wealth, education, and civic participation. In health, small prompts and better presentation can encourage healthier behavior. In finance, automatic saving and smarter plan design can help people build assets over time. In public policy, social norm messaging, simplified forms, and better feedback can improve compliance and participation. The important point is that these interventions are usually low-cost and scalable, which makes them attractive compared with heavy-handed regulation or expensive incentive systems. Yet the book also implies that context matters. A nudge that works in one setting may fail in another if the target population, incentives, or institutional design differ. This practical emphasis gives the book lasting value. It is not just a theory of behavior, but a guide to designing systems that make good choices easier, especially in environments where people are busy, distracted, or overloaded with information. In conclusion, Nudge is best suited for readers interested in behavioral economics, public policy, organizational design, and the psychology of decision-making. Policymakers, managers, educators, healthcare professionals, and anyone responsible for designing forms, systems, or consumer experiences can benefit from its framework because it shows how small structural changes can produce large behavioral effects. For general readers, the book offers a sharper understanding of why people fail to follow through on goals related to saving, health, and civic participation, and why information alone is often insufficient to change behavior. What sets it apart from many other books in the same category is its combination of theoretical clarity and policy relevance. It does not simply catalog biases. It turns them into a design problem. Compared with more purely academic behavioral economics books, it is more accessible and application-oriented. Compared with self-help books, it is less focused on individual discipline and more focused on institutional environments. That makes it especially useful for readers who want not only to understand human irrationality, but also to redesign choices in ways that are practical, ethical, and scalable. If you would like to support Richard H. Thaler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.